Hello, 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 and welcome to the God Unlimited show, where we talk about all things God. We truly believe that God can make a difference if you put our knowledge and wisdom to looking after these special animals. My name is Masimba Biriwasha. I'm your host for this podcast, God Unlimited show. And today we're going to be talking about something very exciting to me and something that is very close to my heart, which is how to tap into the touristic capacity of goats. We're talking about goats as agritourism, being goats for agritourism in Zimbabwe. Welcome once again to the God Unlimited show. I'm your host, Chief K. Masimba Biriwasha. This is the podcast where we talk about all things goat. Please like and subscribe to the podcast so that you don't miss any of our episodes. We're going to be doing this every week, week in, week out. We've got two podcasts that come out per week, so you don't want to miss any of our productions. So let's get right into it, doing goats for agritourism in Zimbabwe. Obviously, like, to just get us started, leveraging goats for agritourism sounds like a far-fetched idea just because it has never really been done in my country, in Zimbabwe. And that's the beauty of it, because it provides an opportunity to do something new. So let's talk about goats for a bit. Due to their naturally curious and interactive nature and just the beauty of their coats, goats are commonly featured in agritourism and unique business, small businesses such as pack animals, targeted grazers, exercise companions, petting zoos, and entertainment. According to the National Agricultural Law Center in the U.S., agritourism is a form of commercial enterprise that links agricultural production and processing with tourism to attract visitors onto a farm, ranch, or other agricultural businesses for the purposes of entertaining or educating the visitors while generating income for the farm, ranch, or business owner. Agritourism allows visitors to connect with food or livestock and in the process support sustainable and regenerative agriculture. So you really getting the visitors to have a first-hand experience of agriculture. So with agritourism, visitors can either do a quick tour to experience the agricultural operation or stay at the farm as a guest and participate in the daily life of the farm. So it depends on what the visitor wants. For a goat operation, agritourism provides an innovative way to earn additional income that can be invested back into the farm as well as improve the life and livelihood of the farmer. And what we're talking about here, so you've got visitors coming to experience goats, you've got visitors like kids coming to play with little kids, so to speak. You've got visitors coming to milk goats, for example. You've got visitors coming to see goats getting processed, either into sausages or into meat. Visitors can choose to just have a day tour to the farm, or they can actually choose to stay overnight or a couple of days at the farm, obviously at cost to the visitors. So what are some of the things that are required to run a proper agritouristic operation of goats? So biosecurity, I think this is like biosecurity is the biggest single most important factor, because you've got a lot of visitors coming onto your farm. You don't know what they're carrying. You don't know where they're coming from. So you want to be able to have biosecurity measures that maintain an optimum condition of the animals. You want to limit access. You want to quarantine new arrivals of livestock. When visitors are coming to your place or to your farm, they must go through serious biosecurity measures that ensure that disease does not attack your farm. So implementing biosecurity measures is crucial for maintaining the health of the goats as well as the health of the visitors. And I think this is such a non-negotiable if you're going to be able to put up goats is agritourism. So once again, please hit the like and subscribe button. This is the God Unlimited Show. I'm your host, Chifka Masimba Biriwasha. We truly believe that goats can indeed make a difference if we apply our knowledge and wisdom to look after these special animals in a special way. So agritourism, once again, what is the definition of agritourism? Agritourism means using a farm for tourism to make more money. It lets people come to see how a farm works, and they're also able to take part in the fun activities that are put together at the farm, including interacting with livestock in the case of goats. So goats are really friendly, they're fun. Obviously, yeah, you need to be very selective and careful, like with the bucks, when you're exposing them to visitors, because they can be very, very finicky in that sense, and they can be violent. So farms can also offer tours, they can offer classes to visitors, so that they're able to get this like appreciation of what takes behind the place on a farm. So what goat agritourism does is that it also promotes direct farm-to-consumer sales, thereby enhancing the farm-to-fork movement. You know, in the same vein, it is the potential to promote customer loyalty. So when customers come out and they see what you're doing and they have confidence in what you're doing, it means that they're going to be loyal and they're going to be able to give you more business in the future. And we know that in this generation, and this is growing even here in Zimbabwe, that people are increasingly drawn to organic products. People want value-added items and innovative offerings. But at the same time, customers also want to know the origin of what ends up in their stomach. So when they come out to the farm, they see how you treat the animals, they see how clean the place is, they're going to have more confidence. And as a result, they're going to be able to come back and give you a better business. So as a result, a farmer can generate an additional stream of revenue through enhancing visibility of the farm and of their produce in a highly competitive marketplace. So let's just reiterate again that implementing safety measures for both the animals and the visitors is crucial to ensure a safe and positive experience. So you want to be able to design engaging activities like feeding sessions or interactive demonstrations that can enhance the overall appeal and create lasting memories for the guests. So developing a comprehensive plan that prioritizes, and I think this is very key, that you want to prioritize the well-being of the animals while offering educational opportunities to the visitors will be able to enhance the success of your agritouristic venture. So in Zimbabwe, agritourism is very much in its infancy, almost completely non-existent. So this is an opportunity to really put this in place. And the ideal agritourism host actually requires many of the same personality traits that make a good host at any tourist attraction or kind of service industry. So you can think of a hotel, you can think of the art of hosting, like the same attitude, the same approach is required when running in a goat agritourism venture. So the playful nature of goats lends them very well. I mean, compared to other livestock, the playful nature of goats, their coats, you know, especially like the speckled goats, the white goats, the local goats, you know, the royalty that goats bring to a space just augurs them very well to an agritourism practice. Infrastructure at the farm, and this cannot be stressed just enough, there needs to be good, proper infrastructure. Infrastructure needs to be top-notch to bring out the beauty of those goats that I'm talking about. So in that sense, there's a need of there's a need for future planning of an agritourism venture. Suffice to state that agritourism can contribute to sustainable and regenerative production of goats. Visitors also have an opportunity to be acquainted with agricultural areas, farming activities, local farm-based products, traditional cuisines, and the daily life of producing goats. So this concept, in other parts of the world, it's really in place, but in Zimbabwe, it is still a very new concept, and I think it's a concept that ought to be part of next generation. Goat production is something that can earn a goat producer additional income. Agritourism is going to be growing, especially with consumers increasingly want to know where their source of food is coming from. So there we are. This was really a conceptual podcast, but I really was excited when I encountered this idea. It's something that I've been thinking about quite a lot. And in the design, in the future design of my goat farms, definitely there's going to be agritourism incorporated into the picture. So there you are. That's our podcast for today. This is the Goat Limited Unlimited Show, and I'm your host, Chief K. Masimba Biriwasha. On this podcast, we talk about all things goat. We truly and wholly believe that goats can make a difference, but only if we apply knowledge and wisdom to look after these special animals. Thank you so much for taking your time to listen to this podcast. See you next time.